The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Living near a busy airfield, in this instance, Naval Air Station Oceana in Virginia Beach, can be loud and stressful. But people living near Oceana have something more than the usual noise to worry about, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story by Elisa Skelton, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot, about this tiny little community that was settled more than two centuries ago by freed blacks called SeaTac. It's near the ocean front in Virginia Beach. Skelton reports that the city council has approved a number of rezonings that take property in the neighborhood from residential to industrial. And that is, they say, it's because the Oceana Air Station, which is right next door. Federal government has said basically, we're going to shut this base. Back in 2006, they threatened to shut the base unless the city cleared more than 3,400 existing homes in high-risk crash zones.
David, the city spent over $100 million buying property around the base and saved it from closure, but the rezoning goes on. The latest round apparently caused a little friction at City Hall.
Right. The process was, the city's planning staff gave a green light to this proposal. Planning Commission reversed that and said no, and then City Council came along. City Council was the ultimate authority here, said yes. The newspaper quotes a couple people who are kind of selling their house. They feel like the latest approval of a zoning for a storage unit is really detrimental to their neighborhood, and they're getting out while they can.
Not everyone is willing to give up on SeaTac. The story quotes one resident as saying he gets offers in the mail from businesses that would like to buy his property, and he throws them directly into the garbage.
Jimmy Olds, he's a 69-year-old resident. He lives on Olds Lane. It was named after his grandfather. At one time, every house on the street was occupied by a relative of his. They just feel like there's so much family history there, there's no way they're leaving, and they're hoping their kids will hold out as well when they're gone and pass on the property.
At the extreme other end of Virginia is the town of Pound. It's close to the Kentucky border, close enough that many people from Kentucky do their shopping in Pound. And David, all that figures into the story.
This article is by Janae Tate, the editor and publisher of the Coalfield Progress. It was about a recent story about how the mayor of Pound was quoted in a newspaper article saying that the town had been able to purchase a new vehicle with funds raised by traffic fines imposed on folks coming down over the mountain from Kentucky.
That comment was not well received in Kentucky. The word boycott was mentioned, and among the business community in Pound, that really caused a stir. Now the mayor is in damage control.
The mayor of Pound and the interim town manager have apologized, and the city folks, according to the story, are scrambling to explain their policing policies on U.S. Route 23.
And those policies, they assure us, target only dangerous drivers without regard to their state of origin. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.